Atlanta, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Not vicious competition. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what China's leader Xi Jinping says after wrapping up a meeting today with Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We've advanced our cooperation on fentanyl and other synthetic drugs, the number one killer of Americans between the ages of 18 and 45.
Blinken also says they'll work together on artificial intelligence amid trade disputes, but the biggest American concern remains China helping Russia.
The PRC providing components that are powering Russia's brutal war of aggression against Ukraine.
As the U.S. prepares new weapons and ammo to send to Ukraine, American military officials tell AP Ukraine's no longer using 31 Abrams tanks the U.S. sent last year. Five have been destroyed. The others considered too vulnerable now to Russian attacks. Former President Trump will soon head back to court in New York for more testimony at his first criminal trial. As we await a Supreme Court ruling, who knows when, on his claim to be immune from prosecution in the federal 2020 election-related case. Justice Samuel Alito was worried that if presidents are not immune,
will that not lead us into a cycle that destabilizes the functioning of our country?
Now, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson feared at yesterday's hearing what blanket immunity might lead to.
Wouldn't there be a significant risk that future presidents would be emboldened to commit crimes with abandon while they're in office?
The demonstrations continue on college campuses across the country.
Free, free Palestine!
Free Palestine!
That's at George Washington University this morning. Now, there have also been protests against Israel and pro-Palestinian across the country. Campuses where there have been arrests from Massachusetts to New York to Georgia to Texas out to California. America's listening to Fox News.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with my name, Clay, as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance, all online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
We'll get an inflation update later this hour. A gauge the Federal Reserve closely tracks called personal consumption expenditures. The day after a report showed a bigger than expected economic slowdown that dragged stocks down. As of now, stock futures are rising on Wall Street. An Obama-era internet rule is back.
In 2017, the Federal Communications Commission repealed net neutrality rules. That meant companies like Verizon and Comcast had a free hand to charge more for faster internet. They were able to throttle or block sites or apps. But now the FCC is returning to neutrality, meaning providers of internet service should treat all traffic equally. The telecommunications industry opposed neutrality, saying government was getting in the way of business decisions. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
The NFL draft will continue tonight with rounds 2 and 3. It started last night with three quarterbacks. The top three picks. The Chicago Bears took Caleb Williams out of USC first. Washington selected LSU's Jaden Daniels. New England chose Drake May from North Carolina. The next QB taken was from the University of Washington by Atlanta with the eighth pick.
The Falcons raised eyebrows when they selected Michael Penix Jr. because the team just signed quarterback Kirk Cousins to a four-year deal for $180 million. The Vikings traded up from 11th to 10th and took Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy. The Broncos, with the 12th selection, went with quarterback Bo Nix from Oregon. A record-tying six quarterbacks taken in the first round. There were seven wide receivers selected, including Marvin Harrison Jr. from Ohio State, who went fourth overall to the Cardinals.
It's Fox's Jared Max. In the NBA playoffs, Denver beat L.A. again. So the defending champion Nuggets have LeBron James and the Lakers down 3-0. Philadelphia and Orlando also won last night on the ice. Carolina and Florida won NHL playoff games. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News. We'll be right back.
Here's a look at local news. Police searching for a teen who went missing at Urbana. They say 14-year-old Tiago Zaramaraga Mascara left home this past Sunday to run an errand and didn't return. He contacted his mom via Facebook Messenger Monday night and told her he was in the Urbana-Champaign area but refused to come home. Monday, Urbana police arresting a man accused of making a terrorist threat against Olivet Nazarene University in Kankakee County. The man identified as Boston Brooks already has been released from detainment following court orders. They said they're working with other law enforcement agencies and the ONU Public Safety Department to keep the campus safe. In February, Willard Airport asking several local governments in Champaign County to help with securing more leisure flights. The MTD Board of Trustees voting to put $20,000 towards the airport's plan at their meeting. Members say they're now joining Champaign, Urbana, Savoy, and the Champaign County Board, who have already put money into the bucket. And that's what's happening. Have a great weekend. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Yeah, good Friday morning. It is Friday. Yahoo.
The 26th.
ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. Good morning. Diane Ducey.
Hi.
Greg Solier. The worst thing about being a first-round NFL draft pick from last night. Yeah. Be a first-round NFL draft pick that doesn't get picked.
Right.
Oh, man. Johnny Newton was supposed to go in the first 25 picks and didn't happen. Our wonderful defensive lineman, part of the law firm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But, that's how it works sometimes. So, mm-hmm. Anyway, the draft continues. We expect 4 or 5 Illini to get drafted here in the next 6 rounds. But, pretty exciting. And, you know, Solia, I was right. I didn't see one human with a pair of socks on. What's up?
The poor sock industry.
Yeah. That's out. No matter what, you know, the attire, the formality, whatever, you just don't wear them anymore.
You don't wear them. What happened to Bob's sock house? He's got to be hurting, man.
or it's the no shows. Those are pretty popular too. So
what are the no shows?
Well, they're not anything higher than your.
What I don't understand is I would have been ridiculed for hours if I were wearing high waters like they're all wearing.
Uh-huh.
It's like, okay, this is like 4 inches too short.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I can't do that.
I've aged out of that. But I mean, it's just unbelievable. I'm looking at him going, what are you doing? I can see your calf. What's up?
Wow.
And another thing, what happened to the knee pad in football? I mean, they showed this lineman, this massive human being being drafted, and his jersey, his pant is rolled above his knee.
Oh.
So the wide receivers don't wear knee pads. Nobody wear knee pads anymore. I thought that was to protect your knee. Apparently not.
Okay.
Anyway, just some observations. In last night's draft, astute as they are, I'm watching the socks.
You get it. You catch all the details.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, don't be worrying about that. I got you. Our weather this morning brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you that it's April and there's lots of time in the sun. If you notice any changes on your skin, you need to notify someone. You can go to carl.org/skincancer and find out details.
All right, we are waiting. We got the big marathon coming up tomorrow. We got some rain moving our way. We got turbulent stuff out in Oklahoma and around the Kansas City region coming. So
the 5K tonight.
5K tonight. Meteorologist Greg Solier, we got over 10,000 people in town.
Mm-hmm.
For the big welcoming. We're excited to have them here. What you seeing?
Yeah, we'll keep an eye. I think the probably more significant of the rain event would be in here for this evening. And those initial rains are in two areas. Actually, they extend from northwestern Iowa all the way down to northeastern sections of Missouri. Western reaches of the state right now. Might even be a couple of sprinkles trying to get going down around the Lake Shelbyville area. Then you get that second area, as you pointed out, still raining where they've had 8-9-plus inches of rain around the Ozarks. And that rain in Missouri is welcome with dryness and drought. But, yeah, pretty nasty squall line already at this hour, moving just east of Oklahoma City to the Red River Valley of the South. That's a corridor as well that'll be lifting northward, and maybe at some point over the weekend, particularly on Sunday, the greater likelihood of some severe weather around here. The actual big long race tomorrow, the main marathon tomorrow morning into the early afternoon, it looks okay. I mean, better. Windy as all get out around here, and pretty mild too. Wind will be the main factor, and again, rains around primarily this evening. They're scattered later this morning, building in this afternoon. We're out the door this morning already 10 degrees better than yesterday in the morning at 46. Later today, 64. But that southeast wind will be picking up steadily, 15 to 25, gust 30 this afternoon with additional showers and thunderstorms. Better coverage this afternoon and evening time, low down to 62. South wind tonight will hit 30 to 40 miles per hour and up to 40 to 45 miles per hour to the south for the day tomorrow. But partly sunny, largely dry weather. A stray shower thunderstorm early and late should be a no impact to the race at all, we think, for tomorrow. Then Sunday, scattered storms early and late. Keep an eye on the afternoon stuff with a high up to 82. Rains will wind down here Monday. A couple of showers at 75 or dry Tuesday. Looks like another crack at some rain late Wednesday, early Thursday. High temperatures still in the 70s. Big warm-up into the 80s scheduled into the early days of May. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solia.
All right, so windy. We'll watch for that coming out of the south. Up to 45 miles an hour? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good morning. Good to have you listening. Marcus Damask's career is over at Illinois.
All right.
He made an attempt to get a six-year,
mm-hmm.
and apparently that fell short. So he said he's entering the NBA draft.
Okay.
Not sure he'll get some tryouts, I would think, but yeah, NBA's a tough deal. I would think he can play basketball somewhere. He's a terrific player. And make some money.
Yeah.
Good news there. Illinois will keep, University of Illinois will keep IHSA basketball. The high school guys, I think it was kind of a trial couple of years. Now we got it till 2029.
Okay.
High school championships for boys, anyway, will be here till 2029.
Nice. I think
that's very good news.
Yes.
Cubs are sweeping the Astros last night. They got their first hit from Pete Crow Armstrong, who's this touted rookie. It was quite the hit. I think, was it off Justin Verlander? Anyway, they sweep Houston, and the Cardinals get back in action tonight. They'll be in New York City to play the Mets.
Yes, that's a 6:10 start here on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, the draft last night, it's interesting, the styles.
Yeah.
And who helps them,
mm-hmm.
what you're dressing, what you're wearing.
I think it was interesting, them going down the chute and stopping at a mirror, which had a camera on the other side, and they put on the hat for the team that they were going to represent.
I thought it was interesting so many guys wore sunglasses.
Right?
I like seeing people's eyes.
Yeah, that's true.
And
very few ties. I felt like more necklaces or whatever they're calling that, with the shirt buttoned all the way up.
And nobody wears socks.
That's right.
I think socks feel better in your shoe than your sweaty foot.
And they might have a little booty sock or something in their shoe.
Don't know about that. I mean, I'm not micromanaging their sock wear, but it's just interesting. But you know, the thing I've not mentioned before is why the knee pad has left football. Wide receivers don't have knee pads. They have them above their knee. And when you fall to the ground, it hurts.
Right.
When a helmet hits your knee, it hurts.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, they're all doing it, so it must be okay.
The Bears with USC's quarterback Caleb Williams as their first pick, and then number 9, Rome Odunze, the wide receiver from Washington. Now, a lot of buzz about the Vikings getting J.J. McCarthy from Michigan as their quarterback. Of course, Kirk Cousins left, 6 months ago or something?
The biggest shock was that Kirk Cousins got $180 million to be the Atlanta quarterback.
Mm.
And the 8th pick of the Atlanta Falcons was a quarterback.
Oh.
Well, what are you doing?
That's right.
You just spent $180
Michael Penix Jr., I guess.
Michael Penix was the quarterback for Indiana.
Okay.
And he had injury issues, shoulders, knees, and all that stuff. And then he went out to Washington and promptly took them to the national championship against Michigan and lost.
Okay.
But J.J. McCarthy, no offense, I just don't know. Everybody thinks, I don't know. We played against them, had them beat. They had a bad call that really took the game from us on fourth down. J.J. had his knee on the ground with the ball and his hand on the ground. And that's our ball. It's fourth down. Anyway, I think he's a good quarterback, but how do you know? Oh, I mean, at Michigan, Stevie J can play quarterback some of the time because you got plenty of protection. They just hand the ball off.
Yeah, they have a wall of defense.
They have a rarely good offense to protect their quarterback. So who knows? It's very difficult to get a game-changing quarterback. Well, the Bears, they got their guy. I don't know. I just know it's really hard to take a 22-year-old from USC and say, here are the keys. You're driving the Maserati. Be careful.
Right.
It's not easy, man. The quarterback position is probably the most important position in sport, maybe.
I haven't seen much video on Caleb except for the one where he's crying and holding his mother or something. I guess that was after a win and he was emotional.
No, I think it was after a loss.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I know our Bears fan's going to take
The Bears fan are very empathetic.
Oh.
They'll probably cry
when?
With him.
Yeah. When?
Yeah, but when they're done when they're done burning jerseys during the game, exactly. They're very empathetic fans.
That was the Jay Cutler days.
Yeah. Well, Jay Cutler, I heard Pipe say, might have been the best, most talented quarterback the Bears have ever had.
Right.
That was the NFC Championship, by the way, where he got injured but didn't look injured.
Right.
Burning his jersey in the third quarter.
You've got to at least limp or something if you're walking off the
stretcher. Get a stretcher. All right, quarter after 7, Cardinals again back in action tonight. Mm.
The Cardinals return to action this evening, opening up a 6-game trip in a 3-game series in New York against the Mets. The club last played on Wednesday when a 5-1 victory against Arizona led them to taking 2 of 3 from the defending National League champion Diamondbacks. Both the Cardinals and Mets were off Thursday after earning wins on Wednesday afternoon. The Cardinals come in as the only team in the NL Central under 500 at 11-14 while sitting 5.5 games back of first-place Milwaukee. The Mets are 13-11, which is good for third place in the NL East, sitting 4.5 games back of the first place Braves. Cardinals opening day starter Miles Mikolas will start for the Redbirds tonight. He enters with a 1-3 record and a 6.49 ERA. He took the loss Saturday against Milwaukee when he allowed 5 runs over 4 2/3 innings. He's 1-3 with a 4.68 ERA in his career against the Mets. Jose Buto will go for New York. He has no record and a 1.65 ERA and has never faced the Cardinals. First pitch is scheduled for 6:10. Our coverage begins at 5:15. For the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Matt Pauley.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
So with that Cubs win, 3-1 over Houston, our rookie Pete Crow
Armstrong. He had not had a base hit yet.
Okay.
I think it's Justin Verlander, who's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
And I think the count is 3-0 when Pete Crow Armstrong came up, the Cubs losing 1-0 with the rookie up.
I'm guessing this is an auto take right here. I'm not even close to swinging if I'm hitting here.
A right-hander, Abreu. Oh! Crow Armstrong hits one in the air. Deep right field. This is going to go. It's gone. The first major league hit for Pete Crow Armstrong is a bomb to right. And the Cubs take the lead. 3-1 over the Astros here in the sixth.
Nice.
That's a wow.
Yeah, it is a wow, and it was heard on US 105.9, home of the Chicago Cubs. That's also your new manager on a 3-0 giving him the green light.
Okay.
Craig Counsell not telling him to take, and look what he did. He won the ball game.
There you go.
Yeah.
Shoto Imanaga is the pitcher for the Cubs when they're in Boston with a 6-10 start. Over on US 105.9, Minnesota over the Chicago White Sox 6-3. They've got Tampa Bay with a 6:40 start.
White Sox to 3-22.
I know.
3 wins and 22
it's
losses.
Not a very good start.
What?
We have Maryland as far as our Illini baseball team at 4, softball team at 5 against Ohio State. And then the championship golf going on this weekend for Mike Small as they tee up this morning. So good luck. Go Illini.
All right. Our weather brought to you by Kurt Lenschow. He's at State Farm Insurance, and like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Your Fox Business Minute will be coming up after Greg's weather.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, and Urbana vicinity. Windy, milder to warmer weather ahead for this weekend, and a couple of outbreaks of scattered shower and thunderstorm activity. Real scattered stuff later this morning as well as this afternoon. Highs up to about 64. That southeast to south wind on the increase at 15 to 25 and gusty. South winds 20 to 34 tonight. Showers and thunderstorms early, lesser chance late, low down to 62. For the day tomorrow, big race day, and it's a partly sunny, very windy day's worth of weather. 78, slim chance for showers thunderstorms early and late. Good part of that race day should be okay with dry time expected. So 78 tomorrow, 66 tomorrow night, and a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Could be some healthy storms in parts of the area at 82. The shower activity winds down at Monday at 75, or dry Tuesday, 78, and a little smaller chance for some rain late Wednesday into early Thursday next week. Still in the 70s. Another big warm-up slated around here as we welcome into the new month of May. Temperatures heading back up into the 80s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
ExxonMobil shares are losing ground after reporting a mixed quarter. Chevron's numbers were also mixed. Energy companies are making less from oil refining and natural gas after post-pandemic peaks. Even though ExxonMobil's earnings are down more than 20% from a year ago, its profit topped $8 billion, which was its second best ever first quarter. Microsoft and Alphabet shares are higher after the tech giants reported upbeat earnings, and Alphabet revealed it will pay a dividend to shareholders for the first time. Intel shares are lower after a weak forecast. Snap shares are rallying, up 24%. The parent company of Snapchat reported strong sales. It's been attracting more users and is working on improving its ad business. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jim Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Emily Campagno, host of the Fox True Crime Podcast. January 26th, 1988 was a cold and suspiciously quiet night at the Indianapolis Police Department. But the frigid night took a chilling turn with news of a triple homicide. This week, I'm joined by retired Sergeant Judd Green for a look back at this savage case. Available now on Apple, Spotify, and FoxNewsPodcast.com.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Political news is sure to dominate the headlines in 2024, adding uncertainty to the markets. This makes a disciplined investment strategy even more critical to achieving your long-term goals. To assure your investments are aligned with your objectives, contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local, hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
Oh, we could change your life with a new Tempur-Pedic bed from Kelsey in Tuscola. Yeah, they're pricey, but boy, the rave reviews from these beds from all the Stevers that have bought them over the years, it's pretty remarkable, I got to tell you.
So we went to Tuscola to check on the bed, and Tom knew that he just wanted a mattress, regular old mattress. So the lady was showing us all the beds, and she told him to lay it. She was going to put him in zero gravity. And the minute she did that, he just started smiling. He got new beds with the adjustable frame.
Yeah, well, Kathy and Tom are real, real happy.
Yep.
And zero gravity is thinking, how's that work? Well, they can move the bed around to where the pressure's not on the lower back.
Uh-huh.
And I have no idea. I don't have one either. but I need to get one.
Yeah, every time you say something about this, I like have a backache and a neck, like a crick in my neck. I need to like shake it out every time you're talking about all the temper meeting.
It'd be fun to just try it, kind of get it in your head, and then maybe you buy it another time. But if somebody is seeking better sleep, I'm trying to help. I know it's price tags there, but I'll give $1,000 toward your effort. $1,000 to one person today. And if you're interested, you can go to GoSteever.com. You can go to your text line, the Fisher National Bank text line, to 217-359-2255. And you want to try it? You're not obligated to buy anything. You can just go try it.
Mm-hmm.
And just text in BED if you want to be considered for this life-changing event. You're spending, I don't know, if you're 50 years old, spending about, 15 years of that in bed?
You're right.
It's a long time.
It is.
And I tell you, when I wake up and I've had a great night's sleep, I feel pretty good. If you don't do well, it's hard. And then the other part of no sleep, it's real physical, but it's also mental. If you start droning all day about how you haven't slept, it hurts you. So I shut that part off.
Right.
Just don't do it. Anyway, 217-359-2255. If you are interested in the Tempur-Pedic bed, the amount of testimonials we have from Stevers is pretty amazing. So text in BED if you are interested in being considered today for $1,000 off that Tempur-Pedic, and I think it will be something you'll love for decades. Really, really cool. Okay, Brother Johnny's coming up. We've got a number of things to talk about. The president, when he said 4 more years, pause, has now been identified by the White House as inaudible. You couldn't understand him.
Okay.
So when he said 4 more years, pause, you couldn't understand pause. So they're refuting that.
Okay.
So I'll play that again just so you want to hear that. Then we found two people on the street in New York City that weren't sure why they were there.
I see.
Johnny would illustrate that with the experience he had in a cab in Washington.
Yes, on the protest.
What are we protesting? But they give you $2,500.
Uh-huh. Somebody's funding these. I don't think that's everywhere.
Well, or is what it? Are we protesting for $2,500? You need a body?
Right.
How many hours? I can give you 4.
I just hold this sign.
Yeah, and jump up and down a little bit.
Get excited. Hopefully a news person won't come up to me and ask me why I'm protesting.
Yeah, but if I'm protesting,
because I got $2,500.
Don't ask me any quizzes. And certainly don't go to the microphone. Who's the guy yesterday that said, hey, guys my age, 18 to 24, they don't know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some do. But, you know, you can go, people 65 plus have had a lot of wisdom in life. And they have more perspective than the younger folks. But there's some very smart 18, 24. They just haven't lived very much.
That's right.
And so they don't quite get the
whole
picture.
Well, and a lot of the news of the day is on 40-second clips on TikTok. So
yeah, there's that. And TikTok has to divest. They have to sell or it's gone.
Can we Big Box, Stevie, and start a new
Big Box?
Big Box company?
Yeah. American-owned.
So that
freedom of speech.
People can just flip everything, and there's got to be some money in that, right?
Yeah, there's billions of dollars in that. I don't know how it all works, but it is a fascinating social media time we are in.
We can hire some U of I person who's good at the technical stuff.
Somebody there, yeah. If you ever call it Talk Tick, see if you get sued.
There we go.
Hey, all right, 728, Brother Johnny next. It is Friday. Good to have you listening. We'll be right back. 217-359-2255 is our Fisher National Bank text line.
Think warm thoughts and get your pool plans ready now. Buy a membership at the Urbana Park District Crystal Lake Park Family Aquatic Center. There's a huge discount for individual and family memberships. Go in person to the Phillips Recreation Center or the Urbana Indoor Aquatic Center. Call 217-367-1544. Check out the pool with the Urbana Park District. You belong here. UrbanaParks.org.
From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information, including repair quotes and online scheduling requests, available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Does your bank keep rewards just out of reach? Hi, this is Ryan Heiser, President and CEO of Fisher National Bank. While some banks save their reward programs for a select few, here at Fisher National, we offer free rewards checking to all of our customers. We are trying to reward you for the things you do every day. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, receive a statement electronically, and have at least one direct deposit in a monthly cycle. It's as easy as that. Rewards checking includes excellent 2.0 annual percentage yield for balances up to $20,000 and ATM refunds up to $20. Oh, and no minimum balances required. Free rewards checking from Fisher National Bank. Rewards within reach and service beyond. See monthly requirements at fishernational.com or stop by one of our branches today. Our team looks forward to serving you.
Fisher National Bank. Exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
Escape the ordinary and embark on an unforgettable adventure with Stevie J Travel with Larry and Elena Kemper. Hi, it's Stevie J. Picture yourself aboard a small yacht departing from the enchanting city of Dubrovnik, Croatia. As the gentle breeze carries the scent of the Adriatic Sea, you'll set sail toward the captivating Dalmatian Islands. Over 10 magnificent days, immerse yourself in the Mediterranean lifestyle where every moment is a celebration of beauty and tranquility. Explore hidden coves, swim in...
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Donald Trump's hush money trial resumes today. Cross-examination, the first prosecution witness, David Pecker.
The former National Enquirer tabloid publisher says he cut a lot of so-called catch-and-kill deals with a lot of famous people through the years, not just former President Trump. President Trump's lawyer cross-examining Pecker, trying to bring out the weaknesses in this case.
Fox's Eric Shawn outside the courthouse. This is what it sounds like this morning at George Washington University encampment in D.C.
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free, free Palestine!
Free, free, free Palestine!
Meanwhile, President Biden expected in Midtown Manhattan, but he's also expected to skip the protests at Columbia University. The president receiving criticism for his silence on the anti-Israel protests on college campuses nationwide. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. A large pothole on I-57 North causing traffic reroute on Thursday morning. Illinois State Police had to send out an advisory around milepost 220 in the construction zone there. A large pothole and traffic was redirected at milepost 212 near Tuscola. Drivers can re-enter I-57 North on the ramp at Pasodum 220. Some researchers say applying for a job and getting callbacks becoming harder to achieve. It isn't necessarily because of underqualified applicants. University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign says AI now shrinking some candidate pools. Now the technology has implicit bias based on the current diversity of a workplace, and that bias is crossing off candidates before they're even making the first step. Illinois Marathon begins this weekend, which means tens of thousands will be making their way to Champaign County for the event. Illinois Marathon wants to make those in the Champaign area aware of traffic disruptions over the weekend. Several roads closed during race time and several bus routes expected to change. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim. ESPN 93.5 as we check some weather brought to you this morning by Urbana Park District.
And they remind you they've got their Fitness Flexi Pass coming up with sampled classes for free April 29th through May 3rd. And today's the 26th. You got the free fresh teen hangout and open gym volleyball. Details at urbanaparks.org.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana vicinity. Windy days worth of weather and a scattering of showers and thunderstorms later this morning, more so, more likely this afternoon. We'll turn it overcast up to 64, then southeast to south wind on the increase 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusty. Wind for tonight and the marathon race tomorrow with showers and thunderstorms around early. They'll tend to back off after midnight, low down to 62. Tomorrow, windy, warmer, slim chance for shower, thunderstorm early and late. Good part of the race day tomorrow is dry, windy, 78 later in the day, 60s to start things off. South wind may gust 40 to 45 miles per hour in open areas. Windy mild tomorrow night. Stray shower thunderstorm low down to 66, and a couple of clusters of showers and thunderstorms for the day on Sunday, partly sunny, 82. Maybe some of that weather in the afternoon on Sunday could turn heavy and severe. A couple of showers and thunderstorms Monday at 75, 78 Tuesday, a few more showers back in next Wednesday. And Thursday next week, temperatures back into the 80s here across East Central Illinois, summertime arriving. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Friday, ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. There's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
This is Brother Johnny. He's down in New Orleans. Johnny.
Stevie and Diane, how are you?
We're good.
How are you? What's happening? What's news in New Orleans? Anything?
No. We have Jazz Fest.
That's a blast.
We always wait for that. It's always fun. We only have 137 festivals, so when we have a good festival.
Right.
You have 137
but
festivals.
But that one's got some legs right there. That one has some tradition.
It's got a two-week deal, mm-hmm. and they got some stars down here.
Yep.
So it's packed, too, Diane. The weather's good, and
so fun.
Anybody going over to the Zurich Classic? PGA's in town.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got the Young Life supporters pick up the trash. I've been on that crew.
Okay.
That's awesome.
And we got but you can't really watch the golf when you're doing that because there's a lot of trash.
And watch over on hole 17. I saw on, some video an alligator over there by the tee box.
That's what always got me, Diane. I would have shot a lot better if it wasn't for those gators.
Oh, man. Well, you know what they did at the Masters is all their sandwiches are wrapped in green to match the grass. So if you littered, you wouldn't see it as well. So
yeah, that's about what I'd expect from the Masters.
Yeah, that's
there
right.
There you go.
All right. Joe Biden this week reading off the teleprompter. He accidentally read the word pause, which is what he was supposed to do.
And increase economic growth. Folks, imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years.
So
we say to yell, four more years, pause. That would have been funny.
Yeah, that would have been really funny. But now the White House has come out to say he didn't say that. It's inaudible. It's inaudible. So that was their explanation.
Well, they get away with it, so why not?
Well, and breaking news, the president will now be escorted to Marine One coming out of the White House, and they want him to serve four more years. You got to be kidding.
Well, what's the basis for that, though? Is it because of these protesters that are now not happy with his stance in Israel, or is it because he's old?
I think it's because he wobbles on the grass.
I see. I mean, that's all right with me. I mean, I don't think Joe's age is the problem. We wouldn't be very much happier if he was president 40 years ago. This guy, he's just not a good leader. Like, he never was, and he's not, he's really not, he's just not going to, win any Nobel Prizes for physics. Just let me put it that way.
I mean, is there legitimately something that if you are truly a fan of Joe Biden, you can say, this is what is incredibly good because he's president? A long pause here. Anything at all?
Pause. I don't really honestly think there's anything that we can hang our hats on. Certainly, I think he's somewhat of an embarrassment internationally. He doesn't seem to make any decisions, such as reading, which I think he said pause. And if he didn't, there's plenty of other instances. He's just reading what he's told to read. And a lot of it isn't like what he used to say 40 years. So maybe we would be a little happier 40 years ago. Because he was trying to be moderate, okay? And now he just sold out. Said, let me be president, I'll do anything you want. And that's, so what, how can you, so I don't know how you can be proud of it. And I don't know, I don't think he's an honest man. I don't know, Steve. I know maybe a texter can help us because he'd like to come up with something.
Who?
A texter.
Oh, texter.
Someone come. 359-2255.
Yeah, tell me what if you had to support Joe Biden without using the word Donald Trump or the words Donald Trump. I mean, what would you say? He's people think he's a really good man.
He's not a uniter.
And he's not a good man.
I don't think he's a good man, but I don't. I mean, he's got some saving grace, and I'm not going to make some sort of ultimate judgment, but I don't trust him. I don't trust Joe. So,
all right.
I think I will say this: he has stood by Israel. Okay,
so far,
that's something.
So far,
yeah. You can only be so much.
He has. That is a positive.
At this point, I knew
we got something.
About
yeah,
all
right. That's a good thing. And then, so you've been around with your oil and gas and history in the oil and gas business. You've been around your share of, tough, hard hat guys that work construction. You put the Third Street Bridge in Brooklyn? You put a bridge in place there or something? Was that, I don't remember when
New York Ironworkers helped us out. They were some...
New York Ironworkers, tough guys. So Donald Trump was in Manhattan yesterday morning. And I don't know if this guy was an iron worker. He was a hard hat, and he's a construction guy.
Okay.
What's it like seeing so many Republicans in Manhattan, so many Trump supporters in Manhattan? Does that surprise you?
No, not at all. It's turning now. Trump's turn again.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
You.
That's pretty candid.
I'm laughing because there was a guy with a hard hat that was kind of a funny hard hat, but I can't tell you what it was on that hard hat.
So you remember those guys are tough, and they were yelling. I mean, four more years, Trump, and there's all kinds of, mm-hmm. and these are traditionally all Democrats. So
the union has always been a Democratic kind of constituency. But they also been hard workers, pro-American.
Yeah,
right. So they're in conflict now.
Absolutely.
And so,
All right. So remember, you told us a story in Washington when you shared a cab with a couple of ladies that weren't sure why they were there.
Because I don't want to end up like Hillary. I wasn't in the cab. I talked to the group that had gotten there in the cab, and the cab driver told them about these girls. So it wasn't quite the first-hand.
Okay. Well, here's an example.
But he said he'd been bringing in protesters all day from the airport.
I see.
So here's the actual audio proof of perhaps that.
And what would you say is the main goal with tonight's protest?
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stops. I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing?
About what?
About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free!
I wish I was more educated.
I'm not either.
Oh.
I came from Columbia. I was there up at Columbia, and we came down. They said NYU students needed our support. So I came down. I heard there's lots of cops. Some people were saying it was getting dangerous earlier. I'm not sure if that's true, but I wanted to come and show my support.
I wish I was more educated.
Well, let me tell you, though, that's a refreshingly honest answer.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what's going on? Diane might have said, let's go out there and see what's happening.
Yeah,
man.
I like
because
excitement.
Because you go to the action. And she didn't know. I mean, I heard Palestine's getting slaughtered, so I'm going to go say I don't like people getting killed. And that's all she knew.
Right.
She said, I don't know. And maybe she'll get educated by getting out there. She might also get hit in the head with something.
No, right. And at Columbia, they still have their tent camp, and they're, quote, negotiating with students. I'm afraid I would not tolerate that. So, yeah.
Well, it's you can't win when things like that happen. When we get to this point, it's hard to really make everybody happy because if there's a big fight back, one of the kids gets hurt, and you know how that goes from the 60s, Steve. We were alive.
Yeah.
So it's just it's negotiating is not what I would do either, but you'd have to just ease on out there and just take one tent down at a time very nicely.
Yeah, well,
I don't know how you do that.
I don't know how you do that either. Yeah. Anyway,
maybe have a couple $100 bills in your pocket and say, you want to be on your way. Here's let me help you pack up your tent.
At that point, they'd scream at you Zionist or something. I don't think they.
Yeah, maybe, but not. Yeah, and then there are those professionals out there too, which is kind of a difference. The 60s didn't have as many just paid provocateurs.
Didn't Jimmy John make $1 billion on a system, a really good sandwich, but the lettuce was always fresh in every location? How do they organize 8,000 students in 800 locations at the same time? How's that being done?
Well, that's an organization that's paying people to organize. Nobody's volunteering there. Yeah, I say.
But still, pretty impressive system to get everybody at noon at the same 800. Yeah. It's impressive.
It's an initiative, and it's got to be a business. It's the business of causing trouble, and somebody's paying for it. So, you know,
it's not like we can't find out, right? It's just we're not being told. Is that true? I mean,
I think it's both, because we have some of the greatest law enforcement on the planet, but they're not being told to go find those people.
Yeah.
They're still after people that were on the mall on January 6th.
Yeah, right.
Not in the Capitol, on the mall. And so they don't have time to go find people that are ready to start burning down the country again. But that's not we. That's a few people who took over the country, so, which is a radical group. And I don't think that's that far-fetched. I think most people say, well, you may disagree with them. Well, yeah, I guess guys can't be girls, but we, whatever. But these people are not who we want in charge.
And essentially, they want to tear it down and start again, right? Is that kind of the goal for the far-left?
Well, many of them, certainly the progressive Marxist democratic socialists want to tear up the Constitution. What they have is not better. It's far, far worse and has been tried again with disastrous results. Mm. What we have has never been quite tried before we did it, and it's been the best result. And no, it's not perfect. But they're not going to improve it in the way they're going after it. Our Constitution actually has a way to improve it in a very civilized, rational manner. They don't want to do it because they can't get people to agree with what they're saying.
Yeah.
So they do it by force. That's really all of them.
Brother Johnny on the Tapman's Towing phone line.
I did an online search about protests, and evidently there were training sessions at Columbia University organized by Palestinian groups to help train the students on some talking points that Hamas and Hezbollah leaders have repeatedly been making in speeches for this global Antifa and assistance of foreign allies.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some training, and they talk about how they had some tents ready to go. You know, it looks like it's been organized, and how it started at Passover wasn't a coincidence kind of thing. So, yeah, it does make you think.
Well, and I don't, and I think to take out the tents right now is tough, but to go into the training meetings and say, you know, yeah, you can protest, but you can't do the tents, you can't do this, and you can't do that. We're not going to let you.
Yeah.
Right there. And stop it there. But you just let her go.
Yep.
And then when there's some sort of dissent, like a meeting about election fraud, you might get raided. You can't talk about that.
That's right. No,
so that's what we have, this kind of one-sided use of our justice system, which is the epitome of injustice. So it's very frustrating.
Donald Trump in court day 8 or 9 today, and the thing that is...
What's going on, Steve? What are they saying?
Well, it's just nobody can identify what the crime is, so it seems to be a problem. And then the Supreme Court heard arguments about absolute immunity for a president, and I think that they're going to throw it back to... The question is, on official duty... Yes, there should be immunity, because you can't have a president thinking, oh, I hope I don't get prosecuted when I'm out of office, that kind of thing. But on personal, so who's the arbiter of what is ultimately subjective to say that's more personal than official business, your decision on that? So I think that's where they are. And the bottom line is they're all in this rush to get a conviction for him before the election. And I don't know, because that's the whole January 6th trial, Jack Smith, all of that. There's a lot pending on what the Supreme Court says. I loved listening to the oral arguments. I thought, you know, honestly, all 9 justices to me, at some point, all of them sound pretty smart. They also have moments of, dang, that's
I think that's true.
Yeah.
And if, you know, if they just think of first principles and try to do the right thing, that's the best you can do.
Yep.
But, that's a sticky area as far as immunity from anything he ever did in his life.
Right.
But,
well, it's anything as official business as the president. That's what they're trying to define. But who says what is and what isn't? That's the tricky part. Okay, finally. So no Illinois person taking the first round. We expected Johnny Newton to be in that first round. It didn't happen. And the Saints got a massive lineman, offensive lineman from Hawaii.
He's, tell you what, I know that's great. If we could just get three more of those, I think we're good.
And it's Cameron.
Those guys are. We need big guys. What's that?
Talese Fauga.
Yeah.
Big F-U-G-A.
Like a Samoan.
Yeah.
A big old guy.
A-G-A.
Yeah. Crying with his parents.
Offensive tackle.
Cool. Yeah. Big guy and going to be a.
He played for Oregon. Though,
yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. That is correct. He was sitting in Oahu when they had the announcement. But then who is the guy? Is USC? Quickly, I forgot. Cameron Williams.
Caleb Williams
mm-hmm. is now the new quarterback for the Chicago Bears. Number one.
Oh, really? Because he's good.
Well, I mean, Johnny, the 22-year-old starting for the Bears. Oh, that's right. Hard, isn't it, man?
Well, I'll tell you, three of the LSU players went in the first round.
Well, these guys are so athletic. And how about this? It's the first time by a long shot you've gone 14 picks. The first 14 picks were all offensive people.
Right.
They hit pick 15 was the first defensive guy. So definitely.
Well, for about 2 years at least we've been talking about it's no longer possible to block an NFL defensive lineman.
Yeah.
So now it's getting more and more serious because the quarterbacks keep getting hurt.
Yeah, right.
So
right.
I think the focus has shifted to protection. Because how much more can you do for the quarterback?
Yeah, right.
I mean, other than flags. So
well, somebody suggested that. I think Mel Kiper might have suggested that it'd be better to have the quarterbacks have a flag.
Well, I mean, it'd be better for them, but I don't know if the game would prosper like it does. They like that. I don't know. I guess we got a violent streak in
that. Maybe the physics has changed so dramatically that you just can't have a quarterback get hit like they're getting hit. And I mean, Stevie J might be a decent quarterback, but I know you're not going to hit me.
I would,
if you don't hit me, I can stand back there and throw it, man.
Maybe you change it to where you can just hold the guy, tackle the guy.
Hug him?
See what happens.
Okay.
Because that would actually wouldn't be as easy for
let the offensive lineman hold. I see. Yeah, I see.
Yeah, just let him hold. Just.
All right, it's a wonder. But here, you're a football player. So
how about this, Steve? One Mississippi. You know, that's how we do it.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi. Now go. Yeah. Hey, you're a football player, Johnny. Why did the knee pad go away? They don't wear knee pads anymore. The linemen, they don't have anything. Their knee is exposed. Why? Receivers, no knee pads. I don't get it.
Well, boy, I wish, boy, they were so uncomfortable and be flopping around on you. But all I can tell you, it must be because they've determined the risk to that kind of injury, which would be a collision, had just isn't that common. It's the twist, which the knee pad doesn't do anything for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
it definitely hinders your speed having those things on?
Well, it must. I mean, okay, by half a tenth, maybe.
Yeah, right.
But that could be a Super Bowl or not.
Right, that's right.
So that's actually a good question. I can only speculate that I don't see a whole lot of smashed knees out there.
I don't see too many. I don't see many pads on their pants.
Well, now I'm looking, and you're right. The shorts or whatever they're wearing, it's right above their knees.
Yeah, and
the hip pads aren't.
No,
like
I don't think
that.
I think they're just wearing pants, and
that's
then they're wearing the shell and then the helmet. But they're flying around. I don't know. I thought the impact's too great. And I don't know. Maybe you're right. They've determined their risk.
And they just the injuries we see are not being prevented, which are most of the injuries, are not being prevented by those. And when they took them away, they didn't start occurring, so they don't need them. That's just all there is to it. It's an evolution, Steve.
Yep.
An evolution.
Evolution of the NFL. Boy, we'll talk about it. Did you see the crowd last night in Detroit? It was massive. It was unbelievable how many people stood there for 4 hours and watched the draft.
I wonder what kind of money did the first rounder get.
I think
days.
That I mean our fifth pick last year, Devin Witherspoon, ultimately signed for $30 million. I think most of it was signing bonus, so the number one guy has to be 40 or 50. But I think they get like $3 or 4 million for salary, but the rest is a signing bonus, I believe.
Gotcha.
So it's
because there's a limit on the rookie salary.
Yeah, right.
Like they say the Purdy and Sam Fran is only making $900,000, but he probably got more than that. Well, I don't know because he didn't go in the first round. I don't think
he was the last guy picked. He was he was Mr. Irrelevant.
That's right. Yeah,
Brock Purdy was the last guy picked is Mr. Irrelevant, and he quarterbacked a Super Bowl team, and the Texas Longhorns quarterback was making more than Brock Purdy. That's nuts.
Well, I think this is his year, right? He gets to make a new deal with somebody.
I think so. I don't know, but it's amazing how this all works. Johnny, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for being on from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Well, it's a great way to start the day for me, Steve, and it's good talking to you and Diane, always.
Haircuts are waiting at Kathleen's.
That's right.
Whoa, I got to tell you one more thing. My grandson, Lincoln, he's 6, has a kit, barber kit. So I went to get a haircut, and he puts on the shaving cream. Diane is so cute. He has a hair pomade.
Okay.
And and the little air drying clippers.
Mousse.
So he's doing the clippers, and he goes in, and he's doing my back with his clippers. And he says, wow, there's some hair back. Papa, you actually need a haircut.
I'm not pretending.
6 years old, you actually need a haircut.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, Johnny.
All right,
soon. Baby. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
5 till ESPN 93.5. 5 till 8. We'll check Greg's weather really quick coming up.
The average American throws away almost 5 pounds of trash per day, half, which ends up in a landfill. At 2 Men in a Junk Truck, when we pick up your unwanted furniture, appliances, trash, and office equipment, we make it a priority to divert those items from your local landfill. 2 Men in a Junk Truck, looking for partners that share our vision of environmental responsibility. If you and your organization can reuse, upcycle, recycle some of these items, we would love to work with you. Contact us at twomenandajunktruck.com. We want to make room for what matters most.
Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems. They offer cost-efficient solutions for busy offices. Want a free evaluation? Maybe save some money? Call 217-352-0428.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Central Illinois, Champaign, and Banff vicinity. Windy, milder to warmer weather ahead for this weekend, and a couple of outbreaks of scattered shower and thunderstorm activity. Real scattered stuff later this morning as well as this afternoon. Highs up to about 64. That southeast to south wind on the increase at 15 to 25 and gusty. South winds 20 to 34. Tonight, showers, thunderstorms early, lesser chance late, low down to 62. Within tomorrow, big race day, and it's a partly sunny, very windy day's worth of weather. 78, slim chance for showers, thunderstorms early and late. Good part of that race day should be okay with dry time expected. So 78 tomorrow, 66 tomorrow night, and a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Could be some healthy storms in parts of the area at 82. The shower activity winds down at Monday at 75 or dry Tuesday, 78, and a little smaller chance for some rain late Wednesday into early Thursday next week. Still in the 70s. Another big warm-up slated around here as we welcome into the new month of May. Temperatures heading back up into the 80s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. There's no better time to update your home. And here's a big plus. It's all for less at the Karastan Rebate Plus event. Through Sunday only, save on beautiful Karastan carpets and floors with rebates up to $1,000. Save on Karastan's luxurious carpets and durable luxury vinyl. Karastan Luxcraft is designed with long-lasting materials that resist water, scratches, and dents. Plus, get a bonus free labor credit on every carpet and floor. For every 100 square feet of flooring material purchased, receive a $50 instant labor credit. Plus, get instant rebates on all furniture, rugs, and accessories. Save $250 on every $1,000 you spend. And buy it all with free financing for 3 years. Subject to credit approval, see store for details. Through Sunday only, the Karastan Rebate Plus event at Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Come home to Carpet Weavers.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Free tomato plants. For over 4 decades, we've been welcoming spring with free tomato plants from First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana. Everyone is welcome to 2 free tomato plants at the return of this great First Federal and community tradition for the 42nd year. To get your 2 free super fantastic variety tomato plants Monday, May 6th, just come into our lobby at either First Federal location, 1311 South Neal Street, Champaign, or 301 West Springfield Avenue, Urbana. While supplies last, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., we look forward to seeing you on May 6th. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
So you live in the country or a rural area, but you struggle with internet, right? Well, not anymore. MF Wireless is your premier rural high-speed internet provider. Montcumber Farms Wireless is a local internet provider. It started in Camargo. Their focus, providing you reliable,
high-speed internet with friendly and fast customer service. Just go to MF, as in McCumber Farms, mfwireless.com. Check for coverage. mfwireless.com.
Relax.
We are celebrating today with an outstanding college relations sergeant. Her name is Sam Penland. You are working, making people safe, helping people, talking to people, and you're giving a positive influence like you receive. What do you want people to know finally about police?
I think because people often see me and I appear to look young, they don't realize that I've been in policing since 2004. And so when I came in, policing tactics were very different. There has been a huge shift. And the reason why I really focus on my style now is because I have seen hard policing and what works. And so some people might think, oh, well, you're too soft, or we're not fighting crime the way we used to. We are. This doesn't mean that we're not enforcing laws, but there's a difference now with how we can help people.
Relax.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.